Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us with song and join us in prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Just spend some time in His presence, meditating, worshiping, having a great time in devotion. Let's sing. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And greeting you in Jesus' name, let's go right into the Word of God for today's broadcast from John 14:6, reading from King James Version. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Wonderful words of life as we begin the service today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're contacting someone and invite them to worship with you. And then also, I hope that you'll have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. By the time this service is over, we want everyone in this audience to know you've been in the presence of the Lord. We want to worship the Lord with the fullest extent of our ability, and we want the Lord to know that He has been blessed. That's the reason we're here. Somebody said, well, I come to church to get a blessing. Well, you came for the wrong reason. We come to church to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. And if you'll come expecting to bless the Lord and worship Him, He'll not fail to bless you. The blessings go up and the blessings come down. One songwriter said, the prayers go up and the blessings come down. Hallelujah, but the blessings must come from us first. Page 182 in the Melodies of Praise. Let's sing together on When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Clap your hands and let's join in this great number. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the day of Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Sing it now. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. One more time. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Hallelujah. Well, what a great testimony that songwriter had, and intentions in his heart were to be to live successfully for Jesus. And when the Lord called for him, he intended to go and be with him. Do you have that desire? Do you have that intention? Have you made that commitment? Have you got that assignment ahead of you? Is that your destination? If not, today could be the day, as the Spirit of the Lord deals with your heart, it could be the day that you repent of your sins and give your heart and life to Jesus. You say, well, preacher, I tried that one time and I couldn't live it. Well, there was a problem there somewhere, if that be the case. But I want you to know, if you'll just come on back to Jesus, he's standing with open arms ready to receive you and strengthen you and support you. And if you'll just follow his word, be faithful to him, be obedient to the things he gives us and instructs us to do, you can be successful and victorious. Don't let the devil talk you out of that at all. The devil is a loser, and he's bound for a lake of fire, and he'd like to drag everybody to hell with him, if at all possible. Psalms 143, verse 7 in the King James Version for our precious promise today. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Wonderful words of life. David praying there, and we want to pray also. Let's join in together. Father, we want you to hear us speedily, like David said. Lord, our spirit faileth like his. But Lord, we don't want you to hide your face from us. We don't want to be like those that go down into the pits. Lord, we want to be those that hear thy loving kindness. And Lord, we want to know that wherein we walk, and we want to lift up our soul unto thee, like the verse tells us. We just got to integrate that prayer in with our prayer, a prayer in the Bible. Have your way in our lives today. Touch some heart, mate. Today be the day, Lord, that someone repents of his or her sin. We know, Lord, that you're standing there with outstretched arms. You're standing there, Lord, ready to forgive them and ready to redeem them. You want them to be saved more than they want to be saved. You gave your life, Lord, for our salvation. Bless this service and bless our time together. Use it for the glory of God. And by the time it's through and done, I pray, Lord, that everyone in this audience will have praised you and worshiped you to the extent of their ability. And Lord, we want you to know that you've been worshiped without any pause, without anything, Lord, the hindering us. We want to know, Lord, that we have worshiped you, and we want you to know that you've been worshiped, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise him today. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. And be ready at the end, I'll give you contact information. Here's one entitled, Something Happened on That Mountain. I read and searched and tried to feel the emptiness in me. So I climbed the highest hill to see what I might see. I went so crippled, blinded then, no hope to find the way, and came back leaping full of joy with eyes clear as day. And something happened on that mountain. I met Jesus face to face. When I prayed through the clouds of doubt and fear, I found out he was near. I climbed the mountain broken, but it came back whole that day. Hallelujah. I felt the power within me move. Something sure had changed. I felt that I'd been turned around, my whole life rearranged. I knew the very moment I found the victory, I reached a hand toward the sky, and one reached back for me. And something happened on that mountain. I met Jesus face to face. When I prayed through the clouds of doubt and fear, I found out he was near. I climbed the mountain broken, but I came back whole that day. Oh, sing it with us now. And something happened on that mountain. I met Jesus face to face. When I prayed through the clouds of doubt and fear, I found out he was near. I climbed the mountain broken, but I came back whole that day. You've been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. We're here 7 days a week, so join us for the next broadcast. Send us a song request or a prayer request if you like. If you'd like to help our broadcast stay on the air, it would be appreciated. Any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410 at our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
And something